our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's all stand up and worship and praise our Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We sing verse 3 all together. Perfect submission.
Perfect submission.
Thank you.
matter what you feel, he is good and he deserves the worship. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
we sing, here's my worship.
Here's my worship, all of my worship.
You lift up your hands and you sing.
We sing my worship, all of my worship.
You lift it up to him.
Here's my worship.
Father, receive our worship, all of our worship. We've learned from your word that our worship is our obedience to you. So, Lord, our cry today is this, knowing that we can do nothing without you. We ask for the mercy and grace to obey you in every area of our lives. Father, we cry out to you. Break out of us and remove from us every spirit of disobedience, insolence against your word, your purposes, your will. Father, we submit ourselves to you. Grant us the grace of God to perfectly submit, that our story and our song truly might be that you, Lord, truly art our Savior. Father, meet with us here today. This day of Pentecost, Lord, let your Spirit fall upon us again and abide in us. May we be soaked with the oil of your Spirit. And Lord, ignite us with the fire from your throne room. Lord, O God, that we truly may represent you in spirit and in truth. Burn away from us, O God, today everything that is unlike you. And let the purity of your life flow in and through us. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. This is our worship. Receive our worship. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come. Lord, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit of the Most High God, come. Come in thy strength, come in thy power, come in thine own sweet, gentle way. Let's sing it. Come, Holy Spirit. Yes, we need you.
Come, sweet Spirit, I pray.
Come in thy strength and in thy power.
Come in your strength and your power.
Come in thy sweet, gentle way. Again, come,
come,
Holy Spirit, I need you.
Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come,
as a rest to the weary.
Come
as rest to the weary. Come as balm to the soul.
Come as a balm to the soul.
Come, Lord, as strength to my weakness. Joy evermore.
Fill me with joy evermore.
Come, Lord, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray.
Like a spring in the desert.
Come like a spring in the desert.
Come to the withered of soul.
Come to the withered of soul.
Lord, let your sweet healing power.
Lord, let your sweet
and make me whole.
Touch me and make me whole.
Father, we give you praise. So let it be unto us according to thy word and according to our plea. Arise, O God, in the midst of your people. And let every enemy be scattered. Arise, O God, and let your people be healed of every infirmity, of every disease. Arise, O God, and cause your people to have your mind, to be discerning, to shun that which distracts, to shun everything that doesn't glorify you, and to cleave to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. be exalted King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And let your praise continually be in our mouth. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cleansed by your blood. Thank you, Jesus. This is my story. This is my song. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord today. May we enjoy the fullness of his goodness. This month, we eat the fruit of the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Worship team, thank you so very much. That's great. Praise the Lord. Before Mama comes, we just want to honor the memory of a dear daughter that served and blessed the name of the Lord with us in this house. Went home to be in glory 2 days before her 95th birthday. We will never forget her, just like we don't forget Sister Esme. You know, people come and go and they leave no mark, no trace. That causes you to remember them in a good, honorable way. But Sister Margaret was such a trooper, sharp, 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 sharp mind, strong. I was climbing the stairs about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said to one of the sons in this house, I said, I wonder how she keeps on climbing those stairs, because she used to climb up those stairs, volunteering every day, answering the phones. And the last time Mama and I saw her, she was still climbing the stairs. She didn't want to go to a home anywhere. And why we don't do this that often, because we don't have people dying here. We just want to remember one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Mama, please come.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good day, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, we don't mourn as those who have no hope. We know we shall see Sister Margaret again. Mama Margaret, well, she loved you. The last time we saw her was, I'll say, about 4 weeks ago now, before she moved. About 3.5 weeks before she moved to heaven. And she prayed for the church, prayed for the family. She prayed for us. We prayed for her and her family. And she said, Jesus appeared to her, and he said, he's coming soon. So that's what she told us. And she's even praying for other people on Main Street. So praise the Lord. Well, she's not trying to discover Jesus. She's with Jesus. She's not trying to read the Bible. The Bible is alive to her. Praise the Lord. So I pray you live your life to the fullest. Not everybody that moved to heaven. We just say it. But we do know Sister Margaret believed to the very end. So we want to praise the Lord for her life. She did not die in sickness. She just wanted to go home, and she went home. You know, she did her gardening, saw her family, and she just went to take a bath, and that was it, gone. So may we all not die in sickness. May we move to glory, in joy, and in peace. We bless everyone in the name of Jesus. So you can say amen to the prayer she prayed for you. Say amen. All right, let us continue to pray for our children and give God thanks. Stretch your hands. Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, and all those standing here in the altar, those hearing the sound of my voice from wherever they are. Minister grace to everyone. Ages 120 plus to zero form. Those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we lift everyone before you. We declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ over every one of them. The Lord reign, their life belong to you. Spirit, soul, and body, they will serve you, magnify your name, glorify your holy name. Keep them in divine health, divine peace, divine joy. The wisdom of God and your direction directing every one of their lives. Father, we thank you that we will not bury our young. We will live long, healthy and old, magnifying your holy name with hoary heads, giving praise to God and lifting your holy name. We stay, if Jesus tarries, some of us will go by resurrection power, and then some of us will go, and those who have gone before us, we bless your holy name. We thank you for encounters we had with them. May our lives bring something meaningful to somebody else's life. May we not live for ourselves, but may we live unto you. And may we bless your name at all times. In Jesus' mighty name, bless all our children. May they succeed in life. Remove evil from them. May they always walk in your light. May the glory of Jesus be their portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Go and succeed and be great, blessing the name of the living God. Amen. Amen. All right, see you later, children. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. We say, have your way in our lives, in our city, our nation, our neighborhood, and our household, and in the service. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, our precious sister Aisha is visiting. I know she's leaving today from Grand Prairie. One of our precious members, we give God praise. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the... Oh, Jamie and your family are here this morning. Praise the Lord. Where Amanda graduated this week, and her family is here, mom, dad, and Jamie and Amanda and Mr. and Mrs. Nkoji, we bless your holy name. They came from Nigeria, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. This morning, we're going to be reading our scripture reading. I'm going to read through. Today is supposed to be Pentecost Sunday, so we'll do Pentecost reading later, but go to Isaiah 45. I won't do all of it, so you read, there are 25 verses. So finish it at home. Oh, and of course, our grandson is here with his wife. You see, it's always like that. You talk about other people and you forget your household. Anthony and Adley and, and Ariella and Azariah, we bless them in Jesus' name. All the way from BC. So they're just here. They came yesterday, so and they are here today, and then they are going to see the other family in Brandon. So bless the name of the Lord. All right, Isaiah 45, everybody should be there. Let's read together. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Somebody say, Lord, do so to me also. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I'll give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I'm the God of Israel. Somebody say, Lord, do so for me also. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that day may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Somebody shout hallelujah. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. What is God saying? It doesn't matter, light or darkness, God's going to show up. Say amen. So you must always be at peace. Say amen. Hallelujah. Verse 8, drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Say amen. Say amen. I'll do a few more, and then I'll stop. One to him that striveth with his maker, let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. One to him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? So never complain about the family you come from or your household. It is well. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. Well, you never created any human being. All human beings are made by God, and they are all God's property. The good, the bad, the ugly, they are his children. Even us, when we have biological children, when they do something wrong, you don't cast them off. You love them and pray for them. Are you better than God? So God said, do not complain. Just give God thanks, and God will do his masterpiece work. He told Cyrus, you've not known me, but I have made all these plans for you. Hallelujah. Even when they are not following God, their God has a master plan for their life. We arrive at God's destination. Somebody say, I will arrive at God's destination plan for my life, for my family. Say a big amen. All right, I'll do maybe three more, and then I'm going to stop. So finish the chapter at home at your own time. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. What a powerful scripture. Hallelujah. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall not let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Say amen. All right, we'll stop there. Let's go to Acts 2. We'll read a little bit, and you finish the whole chapter by yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you learn to ask God, and he will do what he needs to do. Say, command ye me by the works of my hand. So everything is subject to the word of God, and everything surrenders at the command of his word. Acts 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, so Pentecost has been going on. Jews have been celebrating Passover for thousands of years, but this was a special day. Say amen. That's why I say fully come. So Pentecost did not start that day. It has been going on. Hallelujah. Every year they celebrated the feast. But today, something special. May something special happen to you today in this service. Say amen. And they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. Somebody say, let the fire of God sit upon me. Say amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. May you have spirit utterance in the name of Jesus. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They weren't speaking. They didn't know what they were saying. They just spoke. But everybody understood whatever was coming out of their mouth. May God give us utterance, and may we have hearing here to understand what the Spirit is saying. Say amen. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How? It's like we're in a meeting. You know, people from Nova Scotia speak a little bit different from other Canadians or Newfoundland. They speak a little bit different, you know. I don't know what kind of English they're speaking. You really got to really listen to get what they're saying, you know. But it's like that. So people are saying, we are all Jews, but this sounds like Galileans. Their accent was Galileans. Praise the Lord. Just like I'm speaking now, you say, my accent is what? Nigerian. Even though I've lived here more than some of you were born. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've lived here for over 4 decades, going on almost to the 5th decade. So praise the Lord. By choice, I refuse to change how I speak, because everybody listens when I speak. Praise the Lord. Verse 8, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, what are they saying? Cretes, so the Arabians, all the languages surrounding the whole Mesopotamia, they understood. Even African languages, they understood. Tongues doesn't come in one piece, because all the languages of the world, the Bible says, we were once, so it was just scattered, so everybody have a little piece all over. But when the day of Pentecost come, understanding of the original language came upon them. It was no longer Babel or Babel. It became Holy Ghost language. May you have an understanding in your spirit. When people are speaking, up to now, some people are gifted. You can understand what people are saying, even though you don't speak their language when they are talking. And they say, do you know what I say? You say, yes, I think you were saying this. Then they are amazed. May the Holy Ghost give you sensitivity to his voice that you can. So it's not a past story. It is still happening today. Say big amen. Say big amen. Say, Lord, download your spirit language into my spirit with understanding and clarity. Say big amen. Okay, I'll read maybe two more. We got to stop, so praise the Lord. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose to see it. It is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet of Joel. So I ask you to go home and read the book of Joel. You can read chapter 2 of Joel. So that's easy to remember. Acts 2, Joel 2. Somebody shout hallelujah. May the Holy Ghost visit you. He is present and is looking for a host. May you host him. May you host the Lord. Say amen. Rise with me. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we commit our lives into your hand. We ask you, God, to touch everyone. Touch our lives. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every filth, everything that blocks your presence in our life. Wash us with the precious blood of Jesus. Cleanse our sight, our hearing. Cleanse our spirit, soul, and body. We welcome you. We say, welcome into us. We want to host your presence. We want to host your word. We want to host your actions and the things you want to do. Somebody say, Lord, I'm available to host you. If you don't mean it, just don't say amen. But if you meant it, say amen. Father, we have committed ourselves to you today. We thank you, God, that this Pentecost Sunday, you will put your seed inside every one of us. Something special. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rest upon us. Say, John said, one is coming. I baptize you with water, but one is coming who will baptize you with fire. Jesus has come and is now in glory. But your Holy Spirit is here. Let this Holy Spirit of fire that rests upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost rest upon us. May the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in us. It burned in Jeremiah, and he says, there's fire shut up in my bone. May your fire be shut up in our bones. May we be full of the fire of the Holy Ghost to live in righteousness and in holiness, to do the things God has commanded us to do, to be children who hear the voice of God and obey his voice. May this transpire in our homes, in our private life, in our public life, in our businesses, in our ministry, in everything you've committed to us, Lord. Father, take glory and honor. Father, have your way in our lives. Lord, you withdraw all members of our families back to you, Lord. You will fill them with the same spirit of the living God. They will become goodly and godly people. People who are honorable and giving glory and honor to you all the time, not sometimes. May our speech and our words and our actions and our activities be transformed by your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove arrogance and pride and things that you hate from our lives. Father, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Remember your everlasting covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Save your people, for your word says, all Israel shall be saved. Save your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Many things we do not understand, but all things are in your hand. You see the end and the beginning. For you are the beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega. You've seen everything. So Lord, we commit everything into your hand. Save your people and bring peace to your people. Bring peace to the whole Middle East. Draw your people back to you, that they know they are the sons of Abraham. Both Ishmael and Isaac, bring them back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, their covenant children, bring them back to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, save your people, Lord. Save your people. Save your people. And as you save them, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive the same blessing for Canada, United States of America, Nigeria. We receive it, O God, for Sierra Leone. We receive it for Jamaica. We receive it, O God, for Bahamas. Save your people, Lord. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, the islands of the seas, may they be saved. Transform nations. Remove evil leadership from the government, from the churches, and from businesses and schools and institutions. And Lord, establish righteous governance in the mighty name of Jesus. For where the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Sin is a reproach to every nation, and righteousness upholdeth a nation. Uphold our nation, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Be in the service this morning. Bring healing to your people. Bring answers and solutions to whatever issues they have, Lord. Solve their marital problems. Solve their children problem. Solve their parent problem. Solve every sickness and disease problem. Let your word permeate. He sent his word and healed them from all their diseases and delivered them from all their troubles. Let the healing word and the word of God go forth and do the master job in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth and do that which you need to do in every circumstance. Restoration, 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 and wholeness restored in the name of Jesus. And those that are sick, we command you to be healed, be restored, and be made whole. You come back again strengthened by the power of God's might. No feeble among us, no weak among us, no poor among us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, testimonies, and rejoicing and shalom in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.